常见口语语法错误。
This picture is very interesting. If I were you, I would marry him. I love you very much. Our aim is to win the first prize. Peter likes playing basketball. I am watching TV. I've been in China for 3 years. I have decided to leave for Paris.There is a cat in the garden. Thank you for your suggestion.
体会更多口语。语法错误。
Wait here, please, and I'll be back in a minute. I wanted to go to Europe last summer, but it was too expensive, so I gave up the idea.Please wait behind the white line. Is your house insured against fire? Give me money, if you have any. He cannot read or write. It was the first time I had gone abroad. She took first prize. Do you have any automatic cameras? Yes, I have one. What a dirty face. Look in the mirror.
跟读，从真实场景中学会地道表达。公共汽车。
Hey, buddy, can't you see there's a line?
Oh, sorry, I didn't know.
What? You haven't taken a bus before?
No, I'm afraid not.
Well, you have to wait in line, like everyone else. Besides, you should let old people on first.
Sorry.
It's all right.Where are you going?
I want to see the White House.
Oh, well, you don't want to take this bus, anyways. It goes to Georgetown.
Oh, no.
It's all right, though. Just get off at the next stop and catch the 79A.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
有线电视。
Mom, can we get cable TV or a satellite dish?
It costs money, dear. What's wrong with the regular television stations?
The shows are dull, and there are too many advertisements.
Well, you already watch too much TV instead of doing your homework, anyways.
There are educational stations, too. I could learn while I watch TV.
Well, that's true, but you'd probably only watch cartoons and action movies.
No, I wouldn't. Can't we get cable?Everybody has cable.
Well, if everybody jumped off a bridge, would you jump too?
Mom, please. All my friends have had it for years.
Get new friends.
Why are you always so mean?
Because you'd end up spoiled rotten if I wasn't.
I could help pay for it.
Let's see how your grades are this semester, and maybe I'll talk to your father about it.
Okay. Thanks, Mom.
生日惊喜。
Jenny?
Here, in my bedroom.
This Friday is Tom's birthday. Tony suggested that we should hold a party for him. Will you come?
This Friday? What kind of a party?
A surprise party.
Sounds interesting. Does Tom know about the party?
No. We intend to give him a surprise.
Where will it be held?
At our place.
This means we'll have to decorate the living room and do all the preparations?
They'll come and help us. We'll do it together.
I don't know. I'm up to my ears in work. I'm not sure I can spare one evening.
Come on, Jenny. I know you have a good impression of Tom, and Tom always thinks well of you. Although he hasn't told me personally, I know that he likes you very much.
Don't bring this up, John.
You've always been busy.He always thinks about asking you out, but he never has the chance. You might as well give him an opportunity.
So I am the surprise of his birthday party.
You can say that.
All right, I'll be there.
谣言
I have heard a lot of gossip about you, Eve.
Really? What gossip?
You really want to know?
Why not? It's interesting to know what people say behind my back, isn't it?
All right. They said that you're going out with Cindy's fiancé.
Oh, you don't believe that, do you?
I don't, and that's why I came here. I'd like to know what you have to say about this.
Nothing, Mark. Nothing. I'd never, ever do such a thing. Believe it or not.
I believe you, Eve. Listen, I'm not here to accuse you or question you, but you have to keep it in mind that rumors don't come from nowhere.
I know what you mean. I'll keep away from Cindy's fiancé.
Good. I knew you would listen to reason.
Mark?
Yes?
Would you mind doing me a favor?
Sure. Just name it.
When you go out on your date with Jenny this evening, please tell her that I know everything that's been going on between you and her, and I'll forgive her if she gives me an explanation. Now, get out of my room.
In-person English, thank you for listening. Please recommend it to your friends.